When Reb Chaim arrived at Moscow International Airport, he was very apprehensive about meeting up again with the KGB. He knew this would be no cakewalk. The KGB would be watching him very, very closely. As it was, they were always very suspicious of Americans. But if they realized he was the same person who had made them look so foolish 10 years earlier, there was no doubt they would make his life very, very difficult. Reb Chaim once again arrived at customs.
Put your suitcase on this, right over here.
Yeah, here we are. We're back in Russia. There's the KGB agent. I don't believe it. I think it's the same one as last time. I wonder if he'll remember me.
Put your suitcase on this, right over here.
It is the same person. I don't believe it. I would never forget that voice.
I said, put your suitcase on this, right over here.
He might recognize my voice too, even with this beard. He'll recognize me. I should really change my voice. All right, hang on a second. Here I am. I'm from America. I have my suitcase. You want to search it? You can search it.
Let me see. What do you have here, Amerikanskaya?
Sorry, just a second.
What do you mean?
Just a second, be patient. I have my suitcase here on my way from America. You can search it if you like.
Yeah, another strange American. Let me see, what you have here? What is this?
Well, you see, this is tefillin.
Why do you have three pairs?
What do you mean? One is for Shabbos, one is for Yom Tov, and one is for a weekday. I let my regular voice slip in there a little bit. I hope he didn't notice.
I don't like this very much.
I don't like you either.
What did you say? I'm very suspicious from you.
I have some very big problems with my voice because I have a cold.
Oh, it's because you have a cold. Let me tell you, it's a lot colder in Siberia, so you better watch yourself.
I'll watch myself in the mirror.
I didn't mean in the mirror. I meant watch out.
Well, can I go through now with my suitcase?
You go through, Amerikanskaya. But let me tell you something. We have our... Wait a minute. Come back here.
I think he recognized me.
Let me ask you. Have you ever been in Russia before?
I was here on vacation once. I think it was in the 1940s.
You're not old enough to have been here in the 1940s. I don't believe a word.
Just a second. I can't get my voice straight.
Yes, you expect me to believe that. Anyway, when were you here in Russia?
Well, you know, everyone always tells me that I'm much younger than I look. That they look much younger than I am. I mean that I'm much older than I look.
Okay, enough already. Enough nonsense. You know something? I know why I think you look familiar. You look like my brother-in-law.
Oh, of course. I look like your brother-in-law. That explains it. Everyone always tells me I look like their brother-in-law. Especially a lot of people recognize me from the cover of Let's Learn to Moscow, number one.
Okay. I don't even know what you're talking about. But get out of here before I change my mind.
It'd be a good idea to change your mind. Can't be any worse than the one you already have.
What did you say?
I said I hope you don't change your mind. I'm on my way. Bye-bye.